You're listening to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast, episode number 11.
Welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast. Listen as Beth Williams takes you on a journey where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond, sharing music, thoughts, life stories, and the heart of singer-songwriters. And now your host, Beth Williams.
I'm very excited to have Mike Gwynn will be joining me on the phone. He's coming from his place on the Western Slope in Paonia, Colorado. He is a terrific singer-songwriter. We're going to be doing songs from his Still Going 70 in a 55 CD. We're going to kick things off right now with his tune, Jazz Standard Man.
Play what you love, baby.
I'm a jazz standard man, that's just the way that I am. I love a juke that has bass and duke, cause I'm a jazz standard man. I'm a jazz real book guy, that's the way I prefer to fly. I'll take my funk with a side of monk, cause I'm a jazz real book guy. I love a bridge with a minor seven. My idea of heaven smiles and Bill Evans. When I die, do not grieve. Stay autumn leaves with a band, cause I'm a jazz standard man. Yes, I am. Benny and Dizzy, Hampton and Herman, Lover Man written by young Jimmy Sherman. I can't make the scene without Getz and Joe Beam, cause I'm a jazz standards man. I like bebop and the blues, like Moe's on a Mexican cruise. But when we hit Ensenada, don't play Moonlight Sonata, cause I like bebop and the blues. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Art Akers, Stan Kenton, still a man. I'm a jazz standard man, I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Horace Silver, John Hendricks, that's how I get my kicks. Let's hit Route 66 in my band, cause I'm a jazz standards man. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Hart Akers, Stan Kenton, still the man. I'm a jazz standards man, I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Joe Pass, Betty Carter, I can't get started unless we hit Route 66 in my van, cause I'm a jazz standards man.
All right, that was Jazz Standard Man by Mike Gwynn from his Still Going 70 in a 55 CD. Great recording, great musician, and it just so happens I have him on the phone line with me. We're going to learn a little bit more about Mike Gwynn and his awesome music. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, when did you first know you wanted to be in music, and when was your first time on stage?
Well, in the very beginning, there was fire. And there were people inside a cave who were thumping on the inside walls of the cave, and they noticed that it made a wonderful percussion sound. I'm just kidding.
Right.
My beginning started by growing up in a show business family. My father was a radio and television performer. He had a show called What's the Name of That Song? We grew up in a very wealthy private community in North Laguna. My mom was an accomplished piano player. My dad was an accomplished singer and entertainer. And so the acorn did not fall far from the tree. I started playing guitar when I was probably 10, 11 years old, probably ukulele before that. Always had a knack and an ability to find the right harmony, the right vocal parts, sing along with whatever was going on. And in the case of the song, I guess you played to open, Jazz Standard Man, I learned to play jazz standards and have appreciation for that kind of music early on.
Right. So now we're in Colorado. You're on the western slope of Colorado in beautiful Paonia, but you obviously weren't raised here. Tell us where you were raised.
Well, I was raised in Laguna Beach, California.
Okay. And what brought you to Colorado then?
Well, ultimately, Southern California became way too populous, way too expensive. We wanted to relocate to a different area. We had lived at the ocean all our lives, and we'd seen the best of that. So we drove around through the mountain states for 15 days back around 2001, 2002, and finally settled on this area because of its unique culture and unique just the beauty of the mountains and everything, as opposed to Wyoming or Montana or places like that, which are also beautiful.
So have you been a professional musician all of your life?
I started playing professionally, where I put an asterisk next to that. The first time I got paid was in 1959.
All right.
In a surf band called Dave Myers and the Surf Tones, and I was a rhythm guitar player. I think we knew four songs.
Oh, that's great. And so from there, you just kept going, huh?
Well, I kept going in many different directions. Not all of them professional music, but most always having at least some participation in a band. And that ramped up full tilt when I went on the road in 1970 with a folk rock trio called Gabriel Gladstar out of Laguna Beach, and we bought an old school bus and toured the Pacific Northwest for 2 years, playing every club, concert, college, you name it.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Well, it was. It's a lot of work, more work. In retrospect, it's a lot of fun. I actually have a book in the works that I'm trying to finish up.
Oh, that's great. And so before I forget, people can find you on the internet. I was looking at your website, Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers, and also the song Jazz Standard Man on your Still Going 70 in a 55 is available on CD Baby. People can go and purchase that. They can just put in Mike Gwynn and they can find that.
They can also purchase the whole CD, and they can also find my roots and history with Gabriel Gladstar on Reverb Nation and YouTube.
Gabriel Gladstar. Can I ask where you got that name?
Yeah, we were named after a Volkswagen of my partner's girlfriend's Volkswagen.
That is great. Well, that just leads me into it's time for another song. Let's do, we're going to do Howard's Blues. Can you tell us a little bit? It's a great song. Tell me about this one.
Well, Howard and I were immediately drawn to each other by background, musical preferences, skill levels, humor, politics, literature. We were gym rats together. And when Howard died suddenly, I had to write a song. I had to write a song for him. And just describing my feelings about him, about his music, and our association together.
All right. Well, thanks. Right now, folks, here is Howard's Blues by Mike Gwynn.
There goes another man, gone on around the bend. not just someone that we knew, but one that we called friend. He was a troubadour, he could make your spirit soar, but he's walked on out that tavern door where the music never ends. Blues for Howard, Howard's blues. Someday we're gonna join you on that cosmic river cruise. Tomorrow's promise to no man, that ain't new. So I wrote this little song for you. Well, Howard went too soon, like the good ones seem to do. Miss his smiling face down on Grand Avenue. But you never really know a man till you walk inside his shoes. So I'm walking to the tune of Howard's blues. Howard, Howard's blue. Someday we'll join you on that gentle river cruise. Tomorrow's promise to no man, that ain't new. So I wrote this little song for you. Howard went too soon, good ones seem to do. We'll miss his smiling face down on Grand Avenue. Well, you never really know a man till you walk inside his shoes. So I'm walking to the tune of Howard's blues.
That was a great tune by Mike Gwynn. It's called Howard's Blues. If you're just tuning in, thank you for joining us. I have Mike Gwynn on the phone line with me, and we're just discussing his life in music.
Oh, by the way, Howard's Blues, as well as all the other songs on the CD Still Going 70 and 55, and any of the others, are all the North Fork Flyers. They're not just a Mike Gwynn thing. I may have written a song, but the arrangements, the great instrumentation and the great playing is all by John White, Justin Hess, Ray Taylor, Tony Peters, Rick and Helen, and other great contributors.
Yeah, you know, you've got great musicians on your CD. And one thing I really love about you that kind of sets you apart from other people that I hear in Colorado, or at least that I know, is you have all these horns and all these amazing arrangements.
Yeah, I love horns. I love the jazz influence in music. I don't just veer away from bluegrass and country. There's plenty of that to go around. I love folk music. I've always been a folk musician because the music I play is for folks.
There you go. It's for folks. I've seen you perform, and you know, I got to do that one show with you a while back, and you are such an amazing and accomplished, not only musician, but entertainer. You are really a great entertainer, either as a solo or with the full band, or I know you do duo a lot with David Snyder, but you're just a great entertainer. Do you think that came from watching your parents? Or?
Oh, no, that came from my dad. That is a direct influence of my father's ability to connect with an audience. He had a coast-to-coast national television show called What's the Name of That Song, where it was kinescope, which is preceded videotape. The show would start with the band playing a tune, my dad singing along, night and day, begin the begin, autumn leaves, yesterday, you know, any wonderful, beautiful song. And my dad was a very, very accomplished tenor, operatic trained vocalist. He wrote his master's degree in music and speech at Stanford University, and he knew how to entertain people. When he walked into a room, he was entertaining people.
Well, you know, you're kind of like that. I remember seeing you at just stopping by Louie's Pizza there in Paonia, and there you are just walking in. And, I mean, when you walk into the room, there's definitely a presence there. Everyone knows you're there. You definitely got that from your dad.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my dad was almost never off stage unless he was fishing. Now, if he was fishing down by the beach, he couldn't care less about anybody else or anything.
Do you have any recordings of your dad singing?
We probably do have some archival stuff somewhere. My dad did join us singing in a previous, you know, I was married to a tenor sax player, flute player, singer named Megan Bierman, and we're still very close. We have three kids together. She and I had a jazz pop duo, vocal duo, and we played bebop and jazz and blues and stuff. And we lived in Telluride in the mid-70s, but we played all over the place. But my dad joined us on stage a few times in Laguna Beach in the 90s, and we'd sing and play together, and the place just was on fire. It packed out. People were stunned because I could back my dad up on guitar, but he could sing beautifully. He had this wonderful, you know, night and day, you are the one. That kind of a vocal.
Nice. Kind of a Frank Sinatra sort of thing?
Yeah, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
So, well, if you can ever find any of those recordings, let me know. Maybe I can just play one on the show just for fun.
I will find one somewhere.
Oh, that would be great. It would be great to play. So let's do another song off your CD. The one I want to play now is Madrigal. Can you tell us about that?
It's actually called Rio Madrigal. It's named after a river in the southwest corner of the Osa Peninsula in Costa Rica, where I gold mined on a 6 months adventure in the Jungle Mountains with a friend in 1968-69. And I wrote a song about the beauty of the area, in which I included some Spanish lyrics on a bridge, of which you sang on.
Right. So can you translate that for us before we listen to it?
It says, Rio Madrigal, que lindo tu. That's Rio Madrigal, the River Madrigal. How beautiful you are. See, Rio Madrigal, que lindo tu. In the mountains, in the sea. Rio Madrigal, que lindo tu. En la selva y el mar, in the jungle and the sea. Yo quiero regresar a ti. I would love to return to you. And for this, y por ti, voy a cantar. I will sing.
Ah, beautiful. So here, folks, right now is Mike Gwynn with his song, Rio Madrigal.
Thank you.
That was another great tune by Mike Gwynn from his Still Going 70 in a 55. Don't forget, you can get that CD. It is available on CD Baby, and Mike is on the line with me right now. Another great tune. So, Mike, one thing that I'd like to mention to my listeners is that you were having a little challenge in your life. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, little is a euphemism.
Right.
I'm having a big challenge in my life.
Yes.
5 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer, which is a not rare, but very aggressive and difficult disease. It's, you know, my and I say this with deep regret, my ability to just book gigs and play out and do my music is probably very close to the end. I'm doing a couple of gigs here this month. One gig Saturday night at the Intrinsic nightclub in Montrose with my band. And then on February 9th, I'm playing a birthday party bash at Louie's in Paonia. And my family, my kids are going to be out here, and they're all going to join with, and we'll play music. I'll play music with them and with the band that night. And after that, it's kind of up in the air, because I'm in chemotherapy. I'm largely, my energy levels and my ability to fight this disease are putting me at about 50% energy level.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming on the air with me and doing this interview. And you're a treasure, you know, here in Colorado on the Western Slope and other places, I'm sure. You're like a treasured musical icon. And I know that a lot of people are rallying around, coming up with ways to help support you and, you know, to help you along with all you're going to go through with this. So,
yeah, that statement for me was not a death urge.
No, no, I know.
It was just a statement of fact. You know, this came on suddenly, even though I've had the makings of this for quite some time. I have hepatitis C and have had for a number of years, but it was largely under control. But now it has turn the corner and become much more different. So.
Right, right. Well, we're just going to believe for all good things and that you're just going to keep making great music.
Well, there's only one steering the ship, as you well know.
Oh, you know, speaking of which, let's talk about that a little bit, because I am in recovery. I'm 28 years sober, which is by the grace of God. And would you like to tell us a little bit about your journey with that?
Oh, yeah. No, I am 10 years clean and sober. I've been in the program for years and years. My lovely and helpful and wife, Patty, who I could not make a minute without during this whole thing, and I met in the program. And we're married shortly thereafter, back in 1991. And she is 17 years clean and sober. We have foundational spiritual values based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are also both Christians, and we do believe that God has a plan for us. God knows the number of our days, without getting too pedantic or demagogic or anything. I just believe that I have a higher power in my life who is absolutely and totally in control of everything. So anything is possible as a result for me of God's ability to work in my life and my faith.
Right, because he has a plan, and if he wants you, however long he wants us here doing good work.
I don't think God knows the difference between having us here or there. He's everywhere, and we are wherever he is if we're with him, and that's just my belief system.
So one of your songs addresses this.
Still Going 70 in a 55 talks about the verse, so many years I gave up hope, too much whiskey and too much dope. Now I'm just happy to be alive, but I'm still going 70. In a 55.
Exactly. So let's give a listen to that right now. I love this song. Still Going 70 in a 55. Here's Mike Gwynn.
So many times I gave up hope. Too much whiskey and too much dope. Now I'm just happy to be alive. I'm still going 70 in a 55. I tried to throw my life away. Now I know all I have is today. Just another bee in the great beehive. I'm still going 70 in a 55. You know I'm not getting older, steady getting better. My gray hair matches my brand new sweater. Hope the time I have left is just well spent. Don't want to be restless, irritable, and discontent. I'm only really happy when I'm on the stage. I never learn how to act my age. Now I'm not talking about the way I drive. Still going 70 in a 55. Let's drive. Forward to the golden years, still laying rubber and grinding gears. If age equals wisdom, I might have missed out, but the ride is still fun now, there ain't no doubt. So much suffering in the world today, all a man can do is kneel and pray. Pray I'm sober on the day I die. I'll still be going 70 in a 55. I pray I'm sober on the day I die. Still be going 70 in a 55.
That was Mike Gwynn with the title song for his CD, Still Going 70 in a 55. Mike, thank you so much for taking my phone call and doing this interview. So anything you want to say to our audience?
Well, remember, it's Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers, my band of some 13 years, without whom, along with contributions with people like you, David Snyder, Rick and Helen, that music took shape and form around a wonderful ensemble, wonderful band spirit, and wonderful musical collaborations.
And so if anyone wants to find you, they can go to your website, Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers.com, and also you're on Facebook, Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers. And if anybody wants to shoot you an email, what's your address?
PeoniaMike@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, Mike.
Thanks.
So right now I want to play one more tune by the incredible Mike Gwynn. This one is a favorite of mine. I was actually one of the backup singers along with Helen Highwater. This tune is Half Steppin'.
I say, what is that dance step those lads are doing? I believe it is called Half Stepping with the Funky Fly.
Steppin', steppin' with the funky fly. We have steppin', steppin' with the funky fly. We have steppin', steppin' with the funky fly. We have steppin', steppin' with the funky fly. We'll be right back.
folks, I want to thank you for joining myself and Mike Gwynn. Be sure and check him out, Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers, on the internet. I hope something you heard was an encouragement. Whether you're a songwriter, musician, carpenter, teacher, stay-at-home mom, it doesn't matter. I know that we each have a special gift to share with the world. And I tell you, I'm so inspired visiting with Mike Gwynn. His music, his life, his life story, and his courage as he faces what he's going through right now. I just hope you'll join me in sending love and light his way and offering prayers for a great healing for him. I want to invite you to join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music. Come like my page and follow, hang out with me there. Also my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music, and of course my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. So until next time, this is yours truly, Beth Williams, wishing you well.
You've been listening to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast, where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond. Visit BethWilliamsMusic.com/BethWilliamsMusicPodcast to hear more interviews with Beth and her amazing guests.